Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do have Quinn. He started. Let's go to Ashburn for the coach.
Well, let's get rolling. I thought first thing I'd do, I'd give you some guys that we'll rule out today. That'll be John Bates, Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Jaden Daniels. And I know you'll want to discuss with Jaden. He's working incredibly hard around the clock to get back. Ultimately, doctors haven't cleared him just yet. He's absolutely doing everything he possibly can. So Marcus is going to start again, which leads me into captains. And so on the offense, it will be Marcus. And defensively, Quan Martin. And on special teams, Tress Way. These three have a tremendous impact on the entire building and legit heavy hitters on our team in lots of ways. So we'd follow these three anywhere. So glad to open it up and get rolling with you guys.
With Jaden, what is it that you guys still aren't seeing full enough yet?
Medical. John on that side. So this is just doctors on that space to go. Jaden's working, you know, as hard as he can to go. They just haven't cleared him just yet.
And with Terry, what's the level of concern that it's – is this something a few weeks, you think, or what's the level of concern there?
Yeah, it's a quad injury. Just, he's, again, working as hard as he can to come back from it. And he's putting all the work in. So I would say he's week to week as we're hitting it and see what next week brings and where he's at. And most of all you guys know that – when it turns, then it goes quicker. So we'll just see where he gets into by next week.
What have you learned about Marcus over the year and a half you've been with him?
Yeah, I think I've learned about leading from him, when to lean in, when to watch, when to give support, and he's very thoughtful. And so I think there's a part of leading that goes into that of when to lean in and speak up, when to watch, let somebody else, you know, assume that space. And I think that's one of the rare traits, you know, that a person can have of leaning in, but also knowing when to push someone else into that space. But I think the work ethic, the perseverance is what I've learned about him. He's dealt with injuries, setbacks, and just his attitude. He's so consistent, Nikki, in what he does. That's what I've learned about him. The approach, it doesn't waver. And that's something that I really respect about him.
He's been pretty open about the anxiety, the fears he's faced, and dealing with the adversity he has in his career. How did you see him kind of process everything with his first start last week and now coming into this week? How has that been for him from your perspective?
Yeah, I think you have to go through those spaces and then lean in to know, okay, man, the discussions we had was be you, man. That's more than enough. And you don't have to overtry or put an extra spot on it. And so I was very proud of him for that. Being able to share and like peer to peer to others, like that's a really powerful thing. And so sharing perspective, sharing insights with one another, I think that's as big as it gets. And I think everybody saw the clip last year when I think it might have even been against Atlanta. We're only player to player sometimes. It can be so impactful as much as a coach. Especially on game day, gives you the truth. We're hard on these guys in practice, but on game day, we're their biggest supporters to make it as hard as we can out on the practice field. But sometimes in between that white line, just hearing the familiar voice of a teammate, hey, man, this is what you have to go do right now. Like, it carries extra. And I think that wasn't meant for everybody to hear, and it was typical of what he would say.
Hey, Coach, how have you seen the pass rush flourish in these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're working hard at that, Donna, to find different matchups. I think the players have done a better job using stunts, how to manipulate that. Vaughn being here, Jake Martin being here. I think DA inside and outside, That's all of that's been a part of it. We still feel like we've got, you know, many levels to go with that, but we like that the communication, the continuity of those guys working at it together. I feel like the arrow is going up. Different quarterbacks, different styles. Where are they? Where do they scramble? Where's the protection? So I feel like we're getting smarter as we're going. And that's a big piece, you know, to keep continuing to practice.
Teams, could you talk a little bit about that? Last week they had 100 some yards in the kickoff and also in the punt return. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, as difficult as it was on at the Green Bay game on offense, defense, I thought we missed some of our identity. I didn't feel like we missed it on special teams. I thought we had some good returns. We had some opportunities to do it. So it is one of the stronger parts of us. We've gotten to the spot that, and we've learned that each of the phases, we're all connected to one another. And it's just playing ball, man. I'm a receiver. I'm play teams. I'm just a ball player. And so when that happens and you're not just an island to yourself and I just do this or I just do that and, like, everybody's down for whatever it takes to go, I think that's when the good things can take place. Izzo's right there in the front of it. Like, this is the type of guy, like, you'd want to play for. He's got energy, but I love also seeing the development of, like, Jordan McGee and Tyler Owens. Like, they've established themselves, their presence, their speed, their physicality. And there'll be others, you know, that will grow from it. Ballore's in the middle of that. And they help bring the next ones along. And I think if we can continue into that space of continuing to develop people, the field position battles are going to be a big one. And our special teams will be right in the middle of that, including Tress, too, you know, in terms of can we punt and keep them backed up into those spots. We had one with lose Antonio Hamilton, you know, caught a punt that was downed. So all of those things, they add up. And so some of the margins in the game you hear me talk about are turnover margin, tackling margin, but winning field position, that's a big piece of it. And the return game, both sides, that'll be a factor again this week. I really feel like fourth downs, offense, defense, and on special teams, the punt return, they're going to be right in the front and center of this game too.
You're listening to Dan Quinn live out in Ashburn. He did rule out Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin for Sunday's game in Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What can you say about this draft class and what you've seen so far in them?
Well, I would say it's nice to share it around a little bit. Last year, we just, you know, one guy just took it the whole time. He didn't share it around. So it shows that the versatility, the class, and they're ready. I think it shows their willingness to put it all out there to say, I'm ready to contribute, to be a part of this. Well, that's through Bill, that's through Jalen. There'll be others, but it's a great way to express themselves and demonstrate it that they can be counted on, they can be leaned in on. Although they're young in their careers, they're ready. And when somebody gets to demonstrate that and get, you know, recognized for it, obviously we're all pumped for them.
And yesterday I asked Cliff about Coach Anthony Lynn and what he's done to prepare the running back room. So what, from your perspective, what can you share as well?
Yeah, Anthony's an incredible story for those that don't know enough about him. Resilient, he's tough, he's demanding, but he's also somebody that played it, has lived it. He's got leadership experience from play caller to head coach. So at the position, step by step by step, like, he just doesn't miss any of those. How do we drill it? How do we get to the next spot? Oftentimes with running backs, it's pass protection. Where are they? So Anthony, very detailed into that space. So we're really fortunate that he's here, not just as the running back coach, but just, you know, on our staff, what he stands for.
Dan, you didn't mention Bill as part of the injury report. I'm sure we'll see that later. But if he were to be out, he missed obviously the last two practices. what does that do for a room that's already shorthanded? What about you guys who have a practice squad? How do they might factor in?
Yep. He did a good job today. Yep. Good practice, yeah.
Okay. So that sounds positive then for – okay. Then at least to have that, you're already missing so many guys. I know this is a next man up situation, but how do you kind of do you look at this and like, oh man, like where do we turn, or just hey, this is what we practice for, this is why we have depth, et cetera.
Like in general,
yeah,
for sure. I think I don't talk to the team about it a lot, and the reason being is I wanted, you know, when the moments come, I wanted to prepare for that, Ben, as a certainty, not a possibility. You know, whether it's, you know, who knows what position, you know, it could have been running back or tight end or receiver, whatever that looks like. That's the job. That's why you're here. And you get those chances. And when they come, you want to make sure you don't overtry it. I wanted this so badly. I need to perform at a certain space. Play calling wise, I think Cliff and Joe, they recognize how to feature the players of the things they can do. It's not just rinse and repeat, same plays, same ways. It's how do you feature the players and the things that they do best. And I thought Cliff did a really good job of that last week, and that's our roles to make sure it's not everybody's in the same spot. So how do you feature the guys? And that's why the practice reps really count, Ben, because you want to make sure that this player has been in that scenario, that situation, and how do we match up? And that's, you know, on all sides, it's Will Harris, it's others that say, okay, how do you go into these spaces? And it may not be in the exact same way it was with Eckler, not in the exact same way. And so you just keep digging, man.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Just to kind of build on the running back conversation, last week you guys were able to feature a good amount of guys carrying the ball, and each of them was relatively
effective. All right, that was Dan Quinn. He'll continue. If he says anything else, we'll let you know. But he got right to it. Jaden Daniels out, Terry McLaurin out for Sunday's game. First game Terry's missed in his last 72 regular season games. Quad injury, he called it week to week. Jaden, medical didn't clear him. He's been working really hard, but they have not cleared him, he said, quote, just yet, closed quote. But he is out. So is Noah Brown again and John Bates. Bill Krosky Merritt is a go as he practiced today. There will be other players on the injury report, but the headline there, no Jaden, no Terry. They're going to go into this game limited. Marcus Mariota, by the way, named one of the team captains for this game, according to the head coach. The other captains being Quan Martin and the punter, Tress Way. Look, this Jaden injury, I would guess that when it was first looked at, somebody said medically, yeah, this is a 2 to 4 weeker. Now, whether or not it's 2 weeks or it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we're going to find out in the same way we've been finding out week to week whether or not he's going to play. Of course, if he reports next week to practice in advance of the Chargers game and he's a full go on Wednesday and a full go on Thursday, well, we then know. But if he's limited next week, then we start that whole process again, unless Quinn tells us on Monday we feel really good about Jaden being ready to go against the Chargers. Terry, week to week, quad injury. You know, we've talked about this injury all week. We'll see. But, you know, didn't have a chance, clearly, of practicing this week. We'll see what happens next. But they are entering, you know, this venue Sunday against a team that will be desperate after being embarrassed last week. A team that less than 2 weeks ago blew out Minnesota on their home field on Sunday Night Football. Shut them down defensively, ran it down their throats offensively, and people after that game were saying, ooh, is Atlanta in the conversation of one of the better teams in the NFC? That's the nature of the league. It's week to week, which is why you cannot count on a 30-0 loss to the Panthers effort Sunday at home. They'll be a desperate team, and Washington's going to be limited offensively, no doubt. without their two best players. We'll finish up the show with predictions, all right? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We now know Marcus Mariota will get his second start against, by the way, one of his former teams for a second consecutive week. He was a Raider, and the last time he started before last week was in Atlanta in 2022. So the Marcus Mariota revenge tour continues. We'll see. He's got a shot to certainly stick it to two of his former teams, even though the coaching staffs in both of those places are completely different than when he was there. 301-230-0980. Need a prediction, a final score prediction, and, you know, a footnote. Give me a footnote, something that you think will be a part of either their loss or their win Sunday in Atlanta. I'll have my prediction when we come back as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.